That was a screw up. That was not meant to happen. It normally doesn't happen that way. And if you're wondering why I did that, blooper reel over there.
That's me.
Over
That's
in
me.
Minnesota.
They call me blooper, blooper.
Do you want to go bigger, badder, better, more? Are you ready to level up your life? Are you ready to be awesome? Now is the time. And this is Success Freaks.
Welcome, welcome everyone to the number one back to school comedic motivational show, otherwise known as Success Freaks. Today's working title is episode 264, Schooled for Scheduling. Ooh, what a title that is. And today we're coming at you alive from Wayzata, Minnesota and the frigid Phoenix, Arizona. So cold at 115 degrees in that frigid wasteland, a desert of heat. It's Kirsten.
Yeah. And in Wayzata, which I don't even know where that exists, is Morden.
It's Wayzata. It's spelled Wayzata, yeah. But it's Wayzata.
Is this like Worcestershire, but different?
It's like bag. Could you please give me, what kind of bag are you want? Plastic bag or?
Bag. A bag.
Yeah. Worcestershire, Shire, Shire.
Wayzata.
So, anyways. It's time for people back to school. And one of the things I found on Twitter at King's Crossing in London, where they have the trains going out, every year somebody puts up the train to Hogwarts at 11:15. And then it says next to it, wizards and witches only.
I want to be there.
I thought that was very cool.
I want to be there.
In King's Cross?
In Hogwarts.
Yeah, I know you do. I know you do.
Don't tell me you don't.
But it is back to school time. Well, I'd be what is it called when you can't do anything? A muggle. So I'd
You're only a muggle because you haven't gotten your letter.
Right, exactly. Learning how to do magic and things like that. But it is back to school time for everybody. Everybody's going back. The kids are going away. They're crying. Parents are running around the house naked because they're free. It's no children at home. However,
parents who are listening are like, that's not how this goes.
That's not how this goes. I finally can do the laundry and I can just make my own meal.
Exactly.
And it's no big deal. So, but right now, with everything that's going on, the kids are going to be running into extracurricular activities. They have schoolwork that they have to do. They have their homework that they have to do. Friend time, mom time, dinner time. How do you fit all of this in? And in fact, oddly enough, we had a listener, one of our buttercups, threw out something, which was from listener Laura, how to schedule a crazy life. She goes on to say, I did go get a passion planner. That was from a couple of episodes ago. Well, the PDF. Now to get it in a notebook format and get it all filled out. Going to have to schedule that. So that's something that she is dealing with. It's apparently she has a lot of stuff going on in her life. I have a lot of stuff going on in my life. As another friend of mine, Naomi Mimi, likes to say, you're very important. You're very busy. It's like, yeah, actually, that sums it up.
Yeah, true story.
For a lot of people, a lot of us. And I know from what you said, listener Laura's question is just so, I forgot the word.
Poignant.
Synchronistic. That's it. That's
yes.
It. It's so synchronistic that because you have a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah. And it's funny, too, because I have actually been trying to figure out a way to block time in my life for things. And it's not necessarily that I have a ton of actual commitments, but it's more personal commitments to myself. Things like that I want to be better about as far as my growth. And so as far as life scheduling and trying to plan time and put aside time for these, for me, my biggest struggle, like I'll sit down and I'll try and block out time and this is when I'm going to work out and this is when I'm going to do my meal prepping for the week and then this is when I'm at work and then this is when I want to try and work on expanding my Spanish skills and then this is when I want to work on filming, editing, and doing stuff for YouTube. But I'm finding that my biggest hurdle is that I would rather sleep all the time.
All the time.
Yeah, I think I'm part sloth. And I'm not mad about it, but I can't schedule 14 hours of sleep a day into my schedule and actually ever get anything done and be a, you know, contributing member of society. So there's that. I'm trying.
This is just a phase for you because you're a pretty active person.
I guess. I don't know.
Aren't you? I've always thought you were, and maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you're just, maybe you are a sloth.
I mean, I've always loved sleep. It's just the way, like, because right now I work 3 p.m. to 11 p.m., and it's weird to get on a schedule because I don't have to wake up and go to work. Like, I can just sleep until 2, which is so nice.
Now, see, I if it wasn't for getting tired, I would not sleep because it gets in the way of so much. I would love to be. I remember reading, was it Anne Rice's The Mummy and Ramses the Damned? He didn't sleep. And everybody else went to bed. So he just was reading and reading and reading and doing all this. I'm like, I could get so much stuff done, you know, that eventually. And so plus with me being creative, whether I'm writing something or doing video stuff or what, I have to get to a level of boredom. All right, I'm bored. I might as well create. All right. You know, there's not something else in my shiny. That Facebook is the death of creation. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's the death of being creative and other things like that, and TV and things like that. But for me, I have so much going on as well that I need to be able to slot it out. And sleep is just not. Last night, I came home. I was ready to go to bed. I was like, I'm tired. I'll go to bed now and I'll get up early. It'll be great. The lady I'm staying with, she was watching a movie and I was like, oh, I'll just sit down for a little while. 1 in the morning is when I got to bed. And I got up my alarm. I changed my alarm from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. and it still had to wake me up. So I wasn't excited about that. What do you do when there's so much crazy time, you know, that you have to schedule? And these kids are going back to school. They've got to. Now, I think it's easier for them. I think it's easier for kids going back to school because they have somebody. Okay, it's this class now. Okay, it's this class now. Mm-hmm. Here's your homework. All right, now you got to have this, you know, it's time for football practice. Okay, it's time for, you know, cheerleading or math club or whatever it is that everybody's into. And with us, especially us who take on too much, how do you schedule that? How do you go about? You talked about something that listener Laura mentioned, which was the passion planner.
Yes, and I love it. Yeah, well, so for the passion planner, it's scheduled in 30-minute increments from 6 a.m. to 11 p.m., which works really well for me as far as the 3 to 11. I can block out my work. And what I do is I just take a highlighter and I highlight my work time. So when I just glance at my week, it's my planner's open and I glance at my week, I can see exactly that time is all busy. Like, I know in my brain that it is, but when you see kind of the percentage, the ratio of how much of your day and how much of your week is scheduled for working, then, you know, in like my case where I work 5 8-hour shifts a week versus, you know, somebody who doesn't.
I work 2 10-hour shifts.
Yeah, I know. It's rough, isn't it?
And then I have this, so that's another hour and a half. And I have another one, so that's another 3 hours. So that's 23 hours I work a week.
Man, that is just
crazy. And plus all the other stuff that I do.
I know, and that's why scheduling would behoove you.
Yeah.
But it's the only shortcoming for me with my passion planner, which I'm coming across, is I'm finding now that maybe I just need to make this adjustment, instead of waking up, let's say at 8 o'clock and getting things done from 8 until I have to leave for work at 2, I do my stuff after I get home. So when I get home at 11:15, that's when I'm cooking and prepping for the week. And that's when I'm going to the gym because I have a 24-hour gym and it's so nice because it's empty. And I'm doing all my stuff at night and I'm going to bed at 3 or 4 in the morning and then sleeping until I have to go to work the next day. So either I just need to make that adjustment and shift that all to be at the beginning of my day, or I need to find a different form of planner to get my stuff organized and laid out, because I can't get it on a correct timeline with the passion planner the way that I'm sleeping right now.
Right. I use multiple things, and I want to talk about it in the next segment because we're quickly running out of time in this segment. But I use multiple things that are helping me be able to schedule, or at least not lose things.
Yeah.
I remember when I was younger, I would get upset because people would say, because I would always forget things. They're like, you need a list. It pissed me off. I do need a list because the ADHD, I do need a list because I forget things.
Yeah, but if you're not somebody that's going to refer to your list, it's not going to do you any good.
Right. But I do refer to my list, and I will get into that in the next segment. But before we head out, one of our sponsors is IRUSA, Islamic Relief USA, who is... Or what is? What is? Who is?
Is R? Who is? What is R?
Is R a humanitarian disaster relief organization that helps out here in the United States and around the world? Basically, the Red Cross will go into a disaster situation like they're having in Louisiana with all the flooding, or like they had in Flint, Michigan with all the water. Ooh, a lot of disasters with water. Or the fires happening out in California. The Red Cross will go in, assess the situation, and then they will bring in IRUSA to go boots on the ground and help out. They are a tremendous organization, and you should check out IRUSA.org. And that would be most excellent.
Hunger isn't a faraway problem. 1 in 7 Americans live with hunger. At Islamic Relief USA, we think it's up to the other 6 to share our food with our neighbors. This summer, Islamic Relief USA is packing up food and bringing it to communities in need. As always, it's for anyone of any faith or any background. It's just one of dozens of ways Islamic Relief USA is looking out for our neighbors. To learn more, visit irusa.org. Islamic Relief USA, working together for a better world.
Welcome back to Success Freaks episode 264, Schooled on Scheduling. And last segment, we were talking about kids going back to school and how they need to work their schedule so they can get everything in. And how do we do that when we're trying to do adulting? And I alluded to the fact that I have a way that I make all my notes down. I actually have a notebook, a mini notebook. I'm going to show it to Kirsten because she's where it has notes. And I make my list for the week that I have to do. And then when I make my list of things that I need to do for the week, what I will do then is A, B, C. Like 3 things are A, 4 things are B, 5 things
are C. And then you'll put those things into Habitica.
Habitica is another thing that I use. Absolutely. So that way I can make my points on that and level up my little guy with Habitica being that app. Listen to a couple episodes ago. You'll find it.
I died again.
Did you? You died?
I'm sorry.
That's what was funny. We were listening. Billy and I were talking last night, and how you mentioned, like, yeah, and I do this with my Habitica, and this is what I'm happening every time I do something. And Billy was like, does she forget to, like, log it in because she's not making any points?
Yeah, I know. I was so proud of myself because I was doing all these things and, like, leveling up and doing, and I'm like, wow, I'm doing so good.
You're not leveling up. You're level 1 still.
I know. It's because I haven't signed in and gone.
You know it's on your phone, right?
Yeah, but again, this goes back to that I am done with work at 11, and I get the reminder to check off my dailies at 7, and I'm at work, I'm busy. And so by the time I go home to check it off, it's for the next day already, and I don't want to do it because I haven't done it for that day.
Well, I'll talk. Billy had the same problem. Actually, I ran into it last night when I went over midnight for my last 2 dailies. And but we're here. We're just having a conversation. This is the thing that we need to have in the in-between. We'll talk about Habitica in the in-between. And those of you who listen because you're a Patreon, somebody who supports us through Patreon, then you get to hear that conversation. But right now,
ding,
we are talking about, yeah, I put it in Habitica, but I also have a Wunderlist, yeah.
A Wunderlist?
And I created a master list of everything that I need to do so that I'm checking. I have 3 different places I'm checking stuff off in. And when I do my notebook and I write the ABC, my A's are pretty much, okay, if I can only do these things today, and often I don't even get to those things. If I could only do these things today, what are the most important things that I have to work on today? And then the B's are the next one, and C's are the next one. Yeah, Eat That Frog, which is a great book by Brian...
something.
Yes.
I know. That's all I knew, too, so I wasn't going to say the author.
He's always sending me emails, too. Hey, you can do it. No, stop it, Brian. Cut it out. But Eat That Frog.
It doesn't bother you to have 3 different places you're checking off tasks?
No. No, it's not. It's not bothering me because I'm doing it. It feeds my feeling of getting things accomplished.
So maybe that's something that people should keep.
But I needed because my notebook with the daily, with the week, you know, this for the week, there's stuff on the, you know, backlogged where, like, oh, I got to remember to do those things. So I have to check those backlogs. But I don't want to work on that this week. So I needed a master list. I call it Master Blaster. I needed a master list to be able to do that so that I could at least keep on track with things and schedule things off. And the things that were going to happen anyways or are actually a scheduled event, I put stars next to them, like meditation. I know I have to do that 3 times a week, going to the gym.
Yeah.
And I put circles around it if I have to travel. What else did I start? Buy stuff. Yeah.
See, and with... that, because I do that too, especially with like video ideas for my YouTube channel or just things I need to get done. I have actually started to schedule, like, I'll put it on the list, and if it doesn't make it that day or that week, it gets rolled over to the next week or whatever. And I've actually had to start allocating time at the beginning of each month or whatever to do the things I keep rolling over and just it, like, avoiding. Like,
yeah.
Today's the day. You got to do 3 things off the stuff you've rolled over 5 times. And that actually keeps me accountable just trying to keep up with it, because then I have free time if I haven't been rolling over stuff and being lazy.
Right. And some of that stuff is stuff that you need to do, you know, that I just need to clean the room, or like I need to get my receipts done so I can send them on to my tax lady so that she can work. You know, I aggregate them and send them every 2 months, and I'm a month behind right now. And it's like, it's an easy thing that I've been like, oh, I don't want to do that right now. And I'm finding that if I'm playing around on Facebook or something, I'm able to go, you know, that could have been a time for me to go ahead and do work on those receipts, which is why I need it on the master list. Because it may not be on the weekly list, but there's got to be some things that are like, this is easy, knock this off.
Yeah.
Even if it's not on my weekly list, if I can get something done and out of the way, like I have Tortuga Twins journals I haven't done, or Mordant World videos that I haven't done, and all that kind of stuff that, you know, I need to do.
Yeah. As far as the passion planner goes, I don't know, Laura, which one, and I'm just addressing this to Laura because she sent it that
Nobody
question.
Nobody else, so don't listen.
Right. Everybody else, this is not for you. The passion planner has two different sizes, the big 8.5 by 11, and then the smaller, which is not small, but smaller size. And I had addressed this in our podcast where we talked about it, but the larger size after every month has a section of blank note pages, whereas the smaller one only has a whole bunch at the end of the planner. And I preferred that they had the smaller ones because I could divvy out like my dailies and my weeklies on my weekly layout, and then master list stuff, as you refer to it, which I really like. I'm going to latch onto that. That stuff I could put in my note pages between months, and then like put a little paperclip on it if there was anything that was left on it when I would roll over to the next month. And then that stuff that I would deal with when I had to deal with my rollover stuff.
Right. Now, something else that I do is that if something gets added that day, or somebody comes to me with something and I don't want to forget it, on my notebook, my paper one, I will do a plus sign and then write that thing in, because that could be worked on that day as well. The reason for the master list and the other thing is something that I found. I read this a long time ago, so long that I don't remember where from, but I read a long time ago that your brain is just so full of all these things that you're worried about, all
yes.
these things that you're concerned about. If you put this stuff on a list, you can let it go.
Yeah. You alleviate your brain. You alleviate your brain from it.
Right.
From having to hold on to, don't forget, you have a dentist appointment Thursday at 4, and your brain is like, don't forget. And if you write it down, then that part of your brain isn't constantly trying to remember it. I know exactly what you're talking about, and I too do not remember where I read it.
Yeah, and it's great, and it really does work. It definitely makes me feel better. I'm going to throw another app at you guys, and I'm sorry, but it's called Toaster, T-O-A-S-T-R, and mine is Toaster Pro. So, and what it looks like, a little white hand with a red string around it to remember something. And the way it works on your phone is you type in what you want and you add the colors to it, and every time that you open your phone, it pops up. This has saved me when I needed to call somebody.
Toast R,
the letter R. It's all one word. Toaster.
It's not on iPhones.
Oh, it's on Android then. So that's a great thing when you're trying to remember stuff. If you have somebody's birthday or this something that's happening today, I keep forgetting. I have notes at the festival that I need to bring home and write and work on, and I keep forgetting it. I finally put it in a toaster so that when I have my phone out there, I'll remember to, you know, oh yeah, I got to write these notes, or I got to do this thing, bring it home so I can deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
So that saved my butt a number of times. I'm sorry, iPhone people. Get a real phone. That's all I got to say. Really? Nothing from the peanut gallery with that one?
No. I love Android, honestly. Like, I have an iPhone right now, but I also really like Android. I mean, not to get on a tangent, but it's, I'm not that person that's like, now! Same thing with PC and Mac. I have one of each.
Oh my God. Well, you're a video person, that's why.
It's the same thing if you ask me about cats and dogs. I can't make a decision there either. I'm very people pleasy, except I actually truly do love both. So I'll keep my peanut gallery comments to myself momentarily.
Okay. Well, we are here finally at the end of this segment. And if you like what you're hearing here, you can follow us on Blog Talk Radio or subscribe to us on iTunes. Why? Because it will let us know that you're enjoying what you're hearing, what we're putting out there, and it will make us feel warm and fuzzy. And you're all about making us feel warm and fuzzy. So follow us on Blog Talk Radio. Subscribe to us. I don't know what the heck happened there. On iTunes. And we'll be right back. Welcome back to Success Freaks, episode 264, schooled on scheduling. And we are being schooled left and right because we are finding that we need help with our scheduling, just like you.
Yeah.
But there are sources out there that you can find ideas for scheduling. And I think Kirsten actually found one, didn't you?
Yeah. Yes, I sure did.
Would you share with the rest of the class?
Oh, I sure will. Only if I can have a butterscotch disc from that bowl on your desk.
What?
So, if you search for, like, if you Google search, like, life scheduling, for instance, or life planning, there's a ton of stuff that comes up, and there's a ton of books that reference this, and it's actually, there's a lot of information out there on it, because a lot of people would like to get a handle on their life by scheduling. Apparently, I've learned this in my research, that Benjamin Franklin also did this. So his biography from 1791, his autobiography, he has a daily plan, like a daily way of laying out his day. So if you want to break your goals down and your daily planning, like, down to a daily level, this is kind of an example of this. We'll link it in the show notes, but this specific blog article on the Daily Dot has a screenshot of the daily schedule. And on the left, there's a side that says the morning question, what good shall I do this day? And then further down on that same panel, evening question, what good have I done this day? So in the morning, kind of when you're doing your affirmations or if you're doing meditation, you can kind of take a look at the day and like especially what is it that you want to do? And then at the end of the day, reflect on how much of it you actually got done. So it kind of keeps you accountable, which I really like. And then on the right, he has it set up hourly. So get up, take a shower, yada, yada, go to work, read over my accounts, overlook my accounts, Benjamin Franklin, you fancy, lunch, work, put things in their places later, go over stuff, examination of the day, and then sleep. And he just has it all blocked out. He has exactly what he's going to do all day blocked out. And this blog article specifically from the Daily Dot is the author going through his day in that way. And he said that it's both different and not different. And I think the more I read about these, the more life planning and life scheduling stuff that I read, I pull a little bit from each one. And so if I were to write a blog article about, oh my gosh, this is the perfect life planning, I have been researching this, and this is how you should break out your days, your weeks, your months, someone will read that and go, that doesn't work for me at all, but I'll pick this one thing from yours. So I think that is something to remember, that reading stuff like this and Benjamin Franklin's thing is super cool, especially because it's so old and it's something that he realized the value of, is just to remember that every single person's day is different. Your day is different. Your goals are different. And your capacity to get stuff done. Some people have, you know, like debilitating illnesses and they cannot do 5,000 things a day plus work. So just remember that you have your limits and you have your own goals. They're different than everybody else's. And I just say pick and choose. It's like a buffet, the life scheduling buffet.
What I like about this, though, because there's a picture of it on in the article that we're going to share with you. And, you know, he gets up in the morning and like it says 5 o'clock, but I bet he could get up any time between that and 8 or 8:15 is when he starts work. And then at 12, he stops until 2, and that's when he's read or overlook my accounts and dine. Basically, he's having lunch, but he's reading at a time. And I've heard it said a lot lately that reading is such a good thing for you, whether you're catching up on something that will help you in your life, or it's just something that's going to take your mind off of the other things that you're dealing with during the day. And then at 2 o'clock, he jumps back in to work until 6, and then he's putting things in their places and. You know, listening to music or some other diversion, and anywhere from 10 until whatever, that's when his sleep. That's why he's able to get up at 5, because, you know, he's going to bed at 10. So, yeah. And if you look at this, normally I expected to see this and go, yeah, whatever. There's not going to be much for me to do here. But looking at it, I'm like, yeah, this actually kind of works, and it actually would work for me. One of the things I've been trying to do, by trying, I mean not trying at all, because they're, you know, do or do not, there is no try, is getting up early and getting into the gym first thing. You know, maybe have a cup of coffee, maybe grab my water and go. But again, today, didn't do it. But just before this, I think it was I had 2 hours. I'm like, you know what? I don't care if I drive to the damn gym, do one exercise, and then have to leave. I'm going to the gym today. And I wound up doing my whole back and biceps workout. And it felt so good. I'm like, you know what? this feels really good. I remember feeling good about myself. It's a great way to jumpstart my day. If I just get up when I get up and go and then come back and have my coffee then or whatever, I will have a much richer day. It's all about your experience. It's all about your personal happiness and the joy that you feel. I always have a much more joyful day when I work out in the morning. I only do it 3 times a week. Come on. It's not like I'm taxing myself. And then work on some kind of writing or creative thing as well. That makes me feel really good. So if I would just schedule that and stick with it, it's not just, oh, look, I get to finish all these things. I'm getting everything done. It's wow, I feel better about myself as a person. I feel more accomplished. And when I feel more accomplished, I'm able to do more, or at the end of the day, able to go, you know what? Moral licensing. I just did a lot of stuff. I'm going to go have some goofy fun. I'm going to play World of Tanks or go out with friends or have dinner with somebody and not worry about the work that's waiting for me because I did it. I'm done with the work.
Yeah. That's funny that you touch on that because I have been recently getting back into the gym after my injury. And by recently, I mean like 3 days. Like it's only been 3 days that I've been back in. And I love going. Like I love being there. But sometimes when you, like for me, like I said, I do it in the middle of the night. So I get home and I'm like changing and I'm like, I don't want to drive to the gym. So last night I just did my workout in my apartment because it was a lot of body weight stuff. So it wasn't necessarily that I needed to be with like doing rows on a cable machine or something. But also in my planning, when I put in my gym time, I have some wiggle room there because sometimes I don't go right when I get home from work. Sometimes I wait an hour. But in parentheses, like I'm like gym. And then in parentheses, remember how good it feels to be sore because I love the feeling of sore muscles a day later, 2 days later. I love that. I love walking around and constantly being reminded that I went to the gym and I'm getting stronger very slowly, but I'm getting stronger. And like, look at what I did for myself, for my health, to try and live a longer life so that everybody that loves me can love me even longer.
Right. And there are some studies that show that you may not live a longer life, but the quality of your life, you're able to keep active.
You are just going to dump on my parade, right?
No, no, I'm not.
I'm not working out anymore.
Oh my God.
Because I'm not going to live longer anyway.
Mission accomplished. You're a woman. You're automatically living longer than me.
That's because I don't have to deal with women.
Yeah. I am wisely making no comment whatsoever.
Yeah. Good choice.
But no. I mean, you're automatically going to live longer. Your quality of life is better. It just is so enriching. I've been working with this past couple of weeks, a friend of mine is a personal trainer. And I've been working with her and I got my ass handed to me, literally my ass handed to me on Monday because we did quads. Now, not supposed to be working on the glutes because we did that last week. She breaks up her leg day and it's weird, but I'm like, whatever. But
she's the trainer.
What?
She's the trainer.
She's the trainer. Yeah. And she got me doing stuff that I had not done before with my quads and of course my glutes as I'm doing squats and things like that. Mm-hmm. And it's Thursday. I'm still waking up in a lot of pain when my quads and my butt hurts. And it's just like Gloriorski. If I'm still hurting, I know though, if I'm still hurting by Monday and I choose to do this workout again, as soon as that workout's over, I won't have any pain. Because that's the way it works. You're like, the problem with some people is like, oh, I don't want to go through that pain again. No, no, no. If you hit it again, that lactic acid gets out of there and you feel much better.
Well, and my point kind of with all that was if you have something that you know you really like to do, you like the results of, but sometimes it's hard to get there, like the gym, that's a huge one. Same thing for me with meal prepping because I love how I feel when I'm eating better stuff, but it's so time consuming. It's so much easier to just stop and get a beef and cheddar from Arby's.
Yes.
I am putting in my like life planning in my daily stuff where I'm planning out my time. I'm putting little notes to myself like reminders. So gym, parentheses, remember how good it feels to be sore. And then like meal prepping, remember how much better you feel when you work out, parentheses. Like remember why, just little things that make it more positive. Right. Those are my little.
Yeah. And for me, whenever I go to see any kind of superhero movie or anything like that, I'm like, oh, I gotta go back to the gym. Because I want to look and feel like in my own mind.
Because you want to look like Thor.
Like, well, no, I'll never look like Thor. Maybe Quicksilver, or I could be what's his name?
Ant-Man.
The Arrow. Anyways, so if you, again, if you're liking hearing what you're hearing here and you are in the Gastonia, North Carolina or Charlotte, North Carolina area, you can listen to us every Thursday night, 5 p.m. Eastern time on WGNC 1450 a.m. and now 100.7 FM. That's in Charlotte. So listen to us there.
What happens when a self-help comedian and a social media manager both have a passion for podcasting and come together to support a common cause? A podcast is born. So what exactly is the Water Relief Podcast? Each week, BC Dodge and R. Mordant Mott from the Success Freaks Podcast sit down with staff members and volunteers to talk about IRUSA efforts in the United States and abroad. So how can you listen to the podcast? Download from IRUSA.org. You can also find it on Blueberry.com, iTunes, and Stitcher Radio. Subscribe and download the Water Relief Podcast today.
Welcome back to Success Freaks, episode 264, Schooled on Scheduling. If you're wondering why I did that, blooper reel over there.
That's me.
That's me. Minnesota.
They call me blooper.
He's just chewing on his own words. It's fine.
I am. So one of the things that we didn't cover, this is our level up section, but I have a couple things else I wanted to say first. And it's, I heard something today about the path of least resistance. I'm sure you've heard of that. You know, go follow the path of least resistance. You don't want to, you know, I don't know why. Just that's what they talk about. And you always think that the path of least resistance is the easy way out. Well, you know, I'd rather hang out with my friends than do this. The analogy they used is that you're late for work, you're running, and you get outside and you realize it's a cold winter's day and you forgot your jacket. You know, now you can just rush to the car and move on so you're not really late for work. But really, the path of least resistance is to go back and get your coat. The path of least resistance for me, and I was thinking about this today, later when I heard this, is to get up early and go to the gym because I'm going to feel better about this. It's going to grease the wheels for my day. Same thing if I want to do any kind of creative or writing, that always makes me feel better. It greases the wheels of the joy for my day. So you want to follow, ask yourself, what is the path for least resistance? The perfect example was I was after the gym, I was coming home and there was a couple of things. I'm like, oh, garage sale. You know, oh, look, somebody shiny. And I knew because I love garage sales and I just haven't seen any lately. But I was like, nope, the path of least resistance is for me to go home and get ready for this show because we're scheduled to do the show. And I came home and I opened up my computer and there's Facebook. I'm like, nope, the path of least resistance is me be prepared for this show. So it's a different take on the path of least resistance. Sometimes it doesn't get you out of something that you want, you know, that you don't want to do. You know, sometimes the path of least resistance is working your butt off towards something to bring yourself a better life. Mm-hmm. You know, and the hard thing is staying in a dead end job where it's sucking your soul. You know, or a situation or a relationship or anything else that you're having to deal with. You know, anything that's not right for you. It may not be the easiest thing that you're going to do, but maybe that's the path of least resistance for a better life for yourself. You know?
Yeah.
You know, and for me lately I always keep myself busy with the podcast stuff and different businessy things that I'm trying. That's because that as I'm getting older, if I just do the Tortuga thing, that's not the path of least resistance because who wants to see this 65, 70-year-old man in tights jumping around on stage? I don't think I'll be making as much money as I'm making now. I better find something else. So my path of least resistance for then is to set up that life now.
That's an excellent point.
Thank you. Do you have anything to add to that? Because you're brilliant.
To go further from that, like your path of least resistance to set up your future is to do the work now. And I think that goes back to the eat that frog thing. The path of least resistance for your day is to kind of get something difficult done early and then have easier things to do for the rest of the day kind of thing.
Right. And something that people don't think about. They're always like, I don't want to deal with the pain now. But you're but you're not helping out your future self. And you got to think of I can't remember where I read this either, but you make a connection to you that you are your future self. And you're trying to do your future self a solid. Let me help out my future self by taking care of this. If I do this now, that guy won't have to do it because I'm that guy.
And
it's easy for us to sit there and go, hey, I'll take care of it later. And then, you know, that report's due or that homework is due and you're up late the night before. You know, where were you? You were not your own best friend at that time. mm-hmm. when you had all that time to work on that. So do yourself a solid.
Pay it forward to your future self.
That's right. You got to make a connection to that. Have you ever had an experience with that where you put something off and you're like, oh, I should have done that?
Well, to tie it into to beauty, since I spend a lot of my time in that industry, as far as like paying it forward to yourself or doing things for yourself that are for your future self, skincare, for instance, sunscreen. I am A, cancer runs in my family. B, I live in sunny, sunny, sunny town, sunny, sunny. We're not the sunshine state, funny enough, but, you know, there's that. Most people,
Lord is.
Most people who live here look like, resemble a leather bag by the time they're 60. And when you wear sunscreen, it doesn't, like, day to day, like 85% of wrinkles and aging signs of aging come from photo aging from the sun. So just by putting on sunscreen, you're reducing like 85% of aging, which is fantastic. But what you do for your skin now reflects on it in 10 years. So the fact that I wore sunscreen, you know, all this month, my skin doesn't look any different. But in 10 years, my skin will look way better. And putting on sunscreen is such a pain if it's not already in my moisturizer. But I'm giving it to my future self.
It is a pain. I used to not put on sunscreen at all. And I worked out mm-hmm. in the sun doing Renaissance festivals.
Bad news bears.
It was very much so. And then finally somebody convinced me. And I've been, for the last few years, been I actually have two forms of sunscreen that I use. I use a 100 SPF thing that I paste on me. And then I have the spray stuff. And here's the trick. I used to be on stage, and even though I closed my eyes, it would always run into my eyes. I'm like, why is this? Or even when I'm not sweating, why is this bothering my eyes? And I realized, oh, it's my eyelashes. So when you do the spray stuff, I'm getting on my eyelashes. So I bought a tanning bed goggles, the little ones, and I put them on, and I spray my face. Because that little bit around my eyes, it doesn't really need it. You know, and it doesn't get on my eyelashes, so I'm already using no more tears. But that's what I'm baby Freya.
We're regressing Benjamin Button.
But yeah, I do regret not. Luckily, when I was very young, I was a nerd and never saw the light of day. But, you know, in my early Tortuga career, I was out in the sun all the time. I don't need no sunblock. Now I do. Now I do use it. So I recommend that highly.
Just things like that. Things like that I think are for your future self.
Yeah.
Like that's a more superficial thing, but like planning and that kind of thing, I really want to get so much better about putting, like, finding a schedule, a life schedule, a life daily, weekly, monthly plan that I can feel like I can do fun things and have contingency room for when I need to add more things, but also have a handle on how much I can and can't put on my plate.
We should create one. We should create an app, and then, you know,
there's so many.
Oh, all right. Then we should find one.
I have a folder on my phone of like self-improvement apps, and I've kind of been going through them. And I downloaded a new one that I haven't opened yet, but I'm excited to try it. And there's different ones for everything. But I think I just need like a tangible, blocked out notebook planner schedule with my time blocked out, and then try and be good about adhering to it.
Is there one for your life, to set up your life, you know, where you're paying it forward to your, you know, your future self?
I don't know. I haven't looked into that yet. I've been mostly looking on like affirmation apps and things like that, because that's something I struggle with getting done, because I haven't found one that resonates with me.
You know, you have a hard time getting affirmations done?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
So when I do like my affirmations, for me, it's hard because I was telling you the other day, there's so few that resonate with me. Right. So for me to just in the morning to be like, I want to this and then I want to be this, and this is, I'm going to live my life like this and blah. And like, I'm just like, oh, I'm saying words and they don't mean anything to me. And then sometimes I'll stumble across one that I'm like, oh, that's so powerful. Why am I doing the other ones that don't resonate with me at all? Like the one that I found the other day that just like hit me right in the face.
What is it? Share with the class.
My why is for me and only me. So like the reason that I've made a couple really big life decisions in the last month, I would say, personal and work and all that stuff. And, you know, committing to being on Success Freaks too. Like there's just so much stuff that I've changed. And sometimes you talk to people about it and they just question you. And I'm just so tired of like trying to defend my life to people, which
you don't have to.
Exactly. Exactly. But for me, I feel sometimes like I do, especially
for the fact you need to make. Yeah, I agree. Totally agree with you. You need to make your own choices on what do you want, Kirsten? What do you want?
Exactly. And
doesn't
so
matter
now,
what they want. They're not going to make you happy. You're going to make you right. happy.
So that's why, like that one, I'm trying to work on that personally. That's something that I'm working on. But my why is for me and only me. Like I want to be happy. That's a choice I made to be happy.
We should talk about that in the next episode.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
I think we're recording tomorrow.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
So we'll work on it from that angle.
Well, with that note.
That's fabulous. But mine lately is everything is always working out for me. Even when things are hitting the poop, I'm like, everything's always working out for me. Or I'll sometimes think God's winking at me. You know, and by that, I mean that something is going screwing in my life and I'm like, oh, how is this going to happen? It's not really working out. And it's like God's is winking at me going, watch this. It's the situation is being set up so a trick can happen or something.
Yeah.
Not a trick, but a fantastic thing can happen. Amazing thing can happen in my life. And it's just like, just wait for it. Wait for it. Don't become despondent. Just wait.
Yeah.
You know, and I find when you look for those silver linings, often you find them. And speaking of silver linings, Success Freaks, if you're enjoying it, I'm sure you are. You can find us everywhere. But if you want to find our social media, go to successfreaks.com. We're on the Facebook. We're on the Twitter. We're on the YouTube. All those things without the word the, you can find us there. We're on iTunes, any podcaster. I prefer Podcast Addict, but that's just me. Blog Talk Radio. But if you want to find all those places where we are, just go to successfreaks.com and check us out.
Yeah. Welcome back to On Beyond Success Freaks. I'm Kirsten. That's Mordant.
Yo.
And we're going to continue on with some of the things that we didn't exactly touch on because we had so much to talk about. So how to take what we talked about today with life planning and life scheduling to level up your life. I think if it's something personally, this is my opinion, isn't all of it. If it's something that you think will work for you, I think, and I'm saying this to myself as well, trying to keep myself accountable, set it up, make a schedule, try it for a week, tweak it, and just commit to doing it for a month and see if it actually makes a difference in productivity and how you feel about getting stuff done and feeling better about yourself, whatever your goals may be. Mordant.
Yes, I think that is fabulous as well. For me, I think you touched on it in the last segment. You said there's a ton of apps out there for planning and life planning and all that kind of thing. And you also hit on earlier that you may look at somebody's example and you may not like everything or many things in those examples, but you may find one or two things. Pick and choose. Cherry pick what you want to use. Find what's going to work for you. There's a ton of apps out there. There's a ton of day planners out there. There's a bunch of different methods where you can try to schedule your life. Find something. Try it out. If you like it, stick with it. Stick with it until it doesn't work for you or until you want to try something else. But definitely keep going forward. Definitely, as John C. Maxwell has said in the past, fail forward with this. Make a big mistake in whatever you're doing and find the gold that's in the sand as you shift through it or sift through it.
Sift.
Thank you. Thank you.
Words are hard.
They are. Math is hard. Boys are dumb. Today I have a hard time with words. But yeah, definitely go for checking anything out that's out there. Find what works for you. And if it's fun and you do it, that's a win. If you don't like doing it and you're dragging your feet on, I don't want to try this. I don't even like this thing. It's dumb. It's dumb. It's dumb. I don't mean in the beginning, because in the beginning, a lot of things are dumb until you get it. And then you're like, oh, all right, you're right. I was dumb, but now I'm not. But it, you know, find that thing that you like or cherry pick from a bunch of different things and put together your own and see what works for you. So that way, you can schedule your life and be more successful in getting things done. Getting things done. And also, don't forget the reason that you're getting things done so that you can have more family and friend time. You know, don't forget about scheduling that. Don't forget about scheduling time with your loved ones or your most intimate or whatever. Because those are the times that are going to recharge your batteries. They're going to make you feel better about you. It's why you're doing all of this. I love to work. I love immersing myself in because I love what I'm doing. But I have been schooled as far as, you know, I learned from Christy and other people that you want to go forward and spend time with the people that mean the most to you.
Mm-hmm.
So don't forget to do that. It will recharge your battery so that you can go back to work.
Yeah. And sometimes spending time with the people that mean the most to you means yourself.
Yes.
Sometimes you need to have that time by yourself too. I'm someone who's a big proponent of alone time also, which is why I went and hiked up in Payson by myself and fell in a creek by myself injured myself by myself. That was a screw up. That was not meant to happen. It normally doesn't happen that way. But I'm a big proponent of time by yourself and time with loved ones, friends and family.
I actually hiked up Silly Mountain Road, that little hill on the way to the Renaissance Festival in Arizona. It had been a goal of mine for years to hike up it and just check out and see what it is. And it was kind of fun. I'm not a hiker, but it was a thing.
I love hiking. I actually read something the other day and it was fantastic. It talks about how spending time out in nature, like away from structures and buildings and just in trees and nature and greenery, how like 30 minutes reduces actual chemical levels in the brain of stress and stuff. Just being out amongst trees, not structures. Isn't that weird? I think that's fantastic.
I would go and have some meditation time or pray time. I would go to a park that was nearby in Florida. There was a Anderson Park in Tarpon Springs, Florida, and they had nature trails. And I would walk pretty much by myself because it's during the day. So I'd go and reflect. And it was, you're absolutely right. It was good alone time. It, you know, it helped, made me feel better. One of the things that we've been talking about is getting back to the gym, but I have to bring this up. I have to bring this one thing, this thing that I've been doing. We talked about the Hogwarts Running Club that I joined it, and I actually did a race, the Fantastic Beasts 5K, and I did run the race.
Yeah.
On a treadmill, and there's my thing.
Good job.
See, I have my it's the Fantastic Beasts 5K medallion, I guess, for running the race. And
did you run it all at once or did you break it up?
I broke it up. Are you kidding me? 3 miles? I haven't been running in a while. I usually run a mile. I actually did 2 miles though at once. So I was able to do that. So, and it opens up. I'm showing it to Kirsten. I'll take a picture of it.
Oh, that's dope. That's a cool medal.
Yeah, see? Mm-hmm.
That's real sweet.
It's all metal-y and it's a metal medal.
A metal medal.
So that was fun. It was a fun, goofy thing to be able to go out and exercise. And I'm still kind of doing it with myself, but there might be other people doing it as well. And that's groovy. You've been talking about the gym.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't you? Did you have something that you wanted to talk about the gym?
Gym's hard. I haven't gone. When did I screw up my wrist and stuff? Like July 15th, July 13th, something like that. So I haven't been to the gym in a month and a half. And man, it sucks to like start back over, you know, like I just couldn't go. I couldn't hold weights and I couldn't work on my foot. And now I'm going and I love it and I love pushing myself, but I hate feeling weak. Like when I get to certain amounts of like squats and like pop squats and like that's what yesterday was. Yesterday was glutes. And so I was doing like fire hydrants and like donkey kicks. And I was just like, man, like I cannot do nearly as many as I used to be able to because I just haven't. I've just been so sedentary. But it's, you know, progress, not perfection, but it's just, man, it sucks being like, okay, here, look at me. I'm doing like, I'm going up the ladder, doing these sets of four exercises and I'm doing one of each and then two of each and three of each and going up the ladder. And like, I get to five after like 6 minutes and I'm supposed to do it for 25 minutes and see how high I can go. And I quit because I'm like, I cannot lift this kettlebell one more time. I cannot do one more burpee. I'm just so like, I'm just wiped.
But are you sore the next couple of days at least?
Oh my gosh, yes.
See, that's
good. I know I'm working. I'm working as hard as I can. Yesterday I got to that almost throw up point, which means I worked very, very hard. But that point came so much sooner than it has in the past. And it just, regressing is such a tough pill to swallow.
I had a trainer who would open a door on leg day. She would open a door so she'd go out in case she needed to throw up. Because you're squeezing all that lactic acid and all the toxins that are in your muscles, and it hits your stomach, and that may cause you to not feel very well. So that's something. But I'll tell you, it doesn't matter how often you've done this. It doesn't matter if you're somebody who's training for a marathon or to do a bodybuilding show or any fitness competition. It doesn't matter if you're a noob. You are always going to face resistance. You know, there's a book called The War of Art in which the author talks about facing resistance. It doesn't matter if you're, and it's mostly for writing. It doesn't matter if you're a new writer or somebody who's won an Oscar from a movie that script you produced. You're always going to face that resistance. And it's true. Whenever I get ready to go to the gym, especially lately, because I'm giving into it, which is no bueno. I will always feel bad about having to do this. I don't want to go to the gym. I don't want to do this. I would rather stay home and work or just drink my coffee or all that other stuff. But once I get there, and it's usually within the first 5 to 15 minutes, I'm so glad. Today, I had such a feeling of accomplishment. I'm like, wow, I did my back and buys. I did it all, and I feel stronger. And I haven't been feeling stronger. I've been on stage when I'm taking off my shirt and doing all this stuff, I haven't been feeling that pump that I usually feel. So fighting that resistance is sometimes, oddly enough, fighting resistance is the path of least resistance, because it's going to lead you to your joy. And that's what this is all about.
Yeah. And also another, thing about like getting to the gym.
Yeah.
If you ask yourself the question, will I regret going to the gym or will I regret not going to the gym? Which one will I regret more? And it's always I will regret not going.
Yeah.
If I get up and go, I never come back and I'm like, I should not have done that. I wish I hadn't. That's never the way it works out. I always come home and I feel better. But getting up and going, it's just such, like, sometimes it's such a drag, especially when I feel like I'm not. I know I'm making progress, but it's such baby progress because I'm such on a baby level again,
Right. Right. That's true. Well, Kirsten, do you have anything else for us as we wind down our show?
No, I'd love to hear from anybody who's been doing this. If you have any tips and tricks that have worked for you, because I would love to, kind of pick through them and see if any of them would work for me. It's totally selfish, but I would love to hear.
You can email us at contact@successfreaks.com if you have anything that you've done that worked for you that you want to share with us or for Kirsten. Or if you have any show ideas, something that's been on your mind and you would like to hear us discuss, please contact us at contact@successfreaks.com.
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this has been Mordant.
And Kirsten.
Ciao, Success Freaks. This is weird. We have to work on our endings.
Well, because I don't want to sit and do the thing that Charles did.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm the baby weightlifting bear. Like,
if you see her, please call her that. We're now a minute over. Ciao, Success Freaks. Boom, baby.